So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
Stu Gatz's weekend observations are coming up here in 1 minute.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Denny Hamlin won the Pocono 350. Hamlin has 41 victories to move to 19th on NASCAR's career list, and his sixth win at Pocono matched Jeff Gordon for the most at the track. Dustin Johnson won the Travelers Championship on Sunday to extend his career-long season victory streak to 13. And finally, only about 18% of Americans can drive a stick shift. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Did you notice that football, professional football, the NFL, used the fullback more last year? Yes or no? Did you notice that? Time now for Stu Gatz's weekend observation.
It is time for Stu Gatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase only at Advance Auto Parts.
Stu Gatz, can you tell me what it is that you were doing before you get started here? Because you just popped into my screen. You were bent over. I saw your butt crack, and you popped into the screen, and it sounded like you had food in your mouth when you started this.
No food in my mouth. I dropped my phone, and so I was picking it up. That's all. There's not a great story there. Sorry you had to see that.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Then, after a bad fall off a really short staircase 2 years ago at Augusta, Dan, after injuring his back, Dustin Johnson is back. DJ, winning the Travelers was the second most impressive thing Dustin Johnson did on Sunday. Joachim Noah doing Lord knows what inside the bubble collision course. Well, the Jarrett Stidham era didn't last long. New England, Cam Chowder. What happened there?
You really nailed
it. Turns out everyone is making that joke, including the Dan Patrick Show that has shirts on sale for it.
What?
Wow, they beat you to it. Stolen joke that you wrapped in a terrible Boston accent. But you tricked me, Stu Gatz. You got the laughter from me. I had not heard Cam Chowder.
For parents in South Florida, allowing hundreds of high school kids over their houses while they are home, allowing them to party while paying zero attention to social distancing rules. Please know this. Uh-oh. I have a particular set of skills. I will find out who you are and shame you by name.
Yes.
On national radio.
Yes.
You've been warned. NFLPA Executive Director Damaris Smith said player workouts go against player safety. Damaris, football goes against player safety.
It really does.
In fact, one could easily argue these player workouts are the safest things they do the entire year. And If you met because of social distancing and COVID, COVID is safer than football. Well, how'd that get?
I think you're right, actually. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. What's more dangerous, COVID or football?
I mean, Dan, would you rather test positive, asymptomatic,
that's an important detail, Scott.
I mean, just that, or come across the middle, catching a football with a safety lining you up. I mean,
okay, but I can go the other way and say, would you rather get coronavirus and it totally impacts your lungs, or would you rather hold for place kicks?
Huh. Still have to think about it, though, right? I mean, I'm pretty certain Brett Favre hasn't stopped talking since the Packers selected Jordan Love. He's on a tour.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's giving his opinion everywhere.
LeBron thinks Goodell owes Kaepernick an apology. I think LeBron owes Daryl Morey one. Moving on! During the dog days of summer, amidst a global pandemic, there isn't a more welcome distraction than watching the boys trade paint at the Tricky Triangle. ACC Commissioner John Swofford released a nice, heartwarming statement regarding his retirement. Leave it to a man named John Swofford to think that in the middle of a global pandemic and protests that will define the times that we care about, John Swofford. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, quote, I'm not one to predict exactly what's going to happen and when. I am one who wants to prepare. And we may, in fact, have to adapt on the fly. If we did math with words and you added all those words up, they would equal nothing. Also, Sankey, by saying we may in fact have to adapt on the fly, you are predicting something after starting the quote by saying you are not one to predict what's going to happen. I like you. That's my guy. It's my commissioner. James Franklin left his family in Florida for the first half of the year. Said it feels safer. James, turn on the TV. Any TV.
Yeah, Florida's not in good shape.
Anywhere is safer than Florida. Top headline, CBSSports.com Sunday. Cardinals rookie arrested after driving into Lake Erie. Okay. But is he alive?
Yes, he's fine. His Camaro is dead, okay, though.
Ah, that's unfortunate. The Players Union is unhappy with Brady workouts. Players Union, you think Tom Brady cares? Jabari Parker was seen playing tennis after testing positive for COVID-19. Jabari, the Stugatz is strong in you. If you went to Duke, you play tennis. It's a blanket statement I'm comfortable saying.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. If you went to Duke, do you play tennis?
Does any basketball program have more former players you could see with a tennis sweater tied around their shoulders than Duke? Danny Ferry.
Yep.
Grant Hill.
All of them.
Christian Laettner. Elton Brand. Jay Billis.
Yeah.
Johnny Dawkins. Mark Allery. It's endless.
Jay Williams.
Maybe not Zion. I don't know. I'm asking.
Maybe not Corey Maggette.
Maybe. John Elway turned 60. Didn't know horses could live that long.
Oh, come on.
What happened there? I didn't even write that.
You should put jokes like that out to pasture.
Yeah. Report. Teams are talking to friends and associates of Colin Kaepernick. Hey, teams, here's an idea. Rather than speaking to friends and associates, maybe you should speak to Colin Kaepernick. Just say hello. Dustin Johnson is a strapping young man. Early betting favorite. First NBA player to test positive for COVID-19 inside the NBA bubble. Has to be Joakim Noah. Bucks, Patriots, playing for the Lombardi Trophy. Collision course. Boston, with a black quarterback. And not just any black quarterback, that black quarterback should be interesting. Johnny Manziel said his football career is probably over. Johnny, allow me to remove the probably. Hell is he talking about? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Pay that man his money.
We got a Woj grenade, Free agent guard J.R. Smith and the Lakers are working through the final steps of a deal today. He will be added to the roster for the Orlando restart. Sources tell ESPN. LeBron James has forgiven J.R. Smith for forgetting the score during a game in the finals. Unbelievable.
Is that the new favorite for contracting COVID first in the bubble?
I don't know. I didn't even know Joakim. Where'd he come from? Are the Knicks still paying Joakim Noah? Who's he playing for?
Well, he's playing for the Clippers now. I don't know.
I did not even know that. Advance Auto Parts, people.
Last we saw him, he was with the Grizzlies, right?
The Knicks are still paying him. They owe him like...
Oh, I don't doubt that.
They still owe him money.
I think the Knicks are still paying Eddie Curry.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
Dominique Foxworth is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. Can you explain to me, Stugatz, please, what is going on with Mina Kimes and you and the Cam Newton story? Mina Kimes is taking a victory lap everywhere, putting up a video from Highly Questionable where she said that it was a sure thing that Cam would end up with the Patriots on a team-friendly contract. She sent me that video last night with the single worst trash talk text I've ever seen, because it's just that, and she sent the words good evening. She is she's taking a victory lap, but you said it before she did, didn't you?
I said it back in November of 2019. This is when you were on your 6 week hiatus. I didn't ask for any of it. That's when I said it. Diana Rossini was in with me. Israel Gutierrez was in with me. Bill Simmons was a guest, with us on the show. I was speaking to him and I said that Tom Brady would leave the Patriots. Cam Newton would sign with the Patriots. And if I said he was going to be traded, and if Brady was still there, that Belichick would use Cam as a tight end. So I said it back in November. I am not certain. With Simmons on the line, by the way, which is a big deal. And everyone laughed at me.
Wait, why is it a big deal that Simmons
was on the line? Well, because Simmons was laughing at me, and Rossini and Israel were laughing at me. And who's laughing now? Huh? Me. How about that? Who had the last laugh? Me. How about that? And Mina Kimes getting to the party a little bit late here. When did she post hers? There's no way she did this back in November. Last season was still going on.
No, she did it during quarantine.
It doesn't count.
All right, very good. Is this the way that we're doing it now, though? Because, like, that's not exactly having it first. That's, I mean, just getting
having him as a tight end is a pretty major detail.
And traded. And he was traded. Yeah. You had him traded.
But he
right?
is on the Patriots. So is this a Stugatz was right, holy bleep, Stugatz was right situation?
I think that it is. Again, I will preface all of this by saying the only scenario in which I had him playing tight end is if Tom Brady somehow was still the Patriots quarterback. Okay.
Fair enough.
But I did have him going to New England.
During the local hour today, Mike said that Cam Newton would be the greatest tight end in history if he played tight end.
I wasn't really expecting a follow up there. I feel like I could say that blanket statement. I feel good about my chances.
All right.
You can't tell me you'd be bad at it,
right? All
right,
put it on the poll. Just greatest ever seems strong.
Yeah. I mean, people are making LeBron the greatest ever tight end, sight unseen.
Because LeBron is one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen of any kind. Better athlete than Cam, we would agree, would we not?
We will not.
Yeah, but you're making, like, Mike, I'm not certain that we're wrong here, but you are making Cam, with no experience at that position, better than Kelsey or Gronk.
I think certainly the Patriots can figure this out, but
he's making Cam Tony Gonzalez.
But
Gullit Winslow.
They really haven't been the same since losing Gronk. Maybe they're thinking on another inception level right now. Maybe this is all to get Cam Newton. And you should be rooting for this because you'll somehow be even more right than you are now, Stugatz.
I am. That Jared Stidham's the starter and Cam Newton is indeed the tight end.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. More athletic. LeBron James or Cam
Newton. Just wasn't going to roll over and give you that one.
You really?
I mean, I kind of like my chances.
Good job out of you.
I mean, they're both super athletic. Yeah,
that is correct.
I feel like we're parsing.
That is
they're
correct.
They're both pretty unprecedented for what they do.
Yes, but I just think, doesn't LeBron have like 40 pounds on Cam Newton?
Man, I feel like Cam Newton's bigger than him. Have you seen these post-workout videos of Cam Newton being on there? First off, his head alone weighs like 50 pounds.
Mike, LeBron is 6'8", though. What are you talking about?
I mean, Cam Newton's pretty tall. He's not 6'8 tall, but I think he's heavier. Let me see this. Cam Newton height. This is
how we're going to go.
6'4 and a half.
I mean, that's pretty good tight end. 6'5 if you round up. I mean, you Google it, 6'5. Who do you think is heavier? Let me do that. That's a little quick.
Wow. He's just looking up. He's looking up. He's gone to a website. I want to be right.com.
LeBron James, wait. Hang on. 245. Ah, damn it. 5 pounds on Cam.
No, it ain't 5 pounds.
That's what Google says.
No, LeBron refuses to be weighed because he doesn't want anyone to know he's 280 pounds.
You think LeBron is 280? No way.
I think he played some Heat years at about 280. Yes.
Yeah, but he's a different player now. I'm not ready to concede this one. Both. Here's my hot take. Both stellar athletes.
Also put on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Would Cam Newton be the greatest tight end ever? Dominique Foxworth is next.
Dominique Foxworth going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Denny Hamlin won the Pocono 350. Hamlin has 41 victories to move to 19th on NASCAR's career list, and his sixth win at Pocono matched Jeff Gordon for most of the track. Dustin Johnson won the Travelers Championship on Sunday to extend his career-long season victory streak to 13. And finally, in about 4 billion years, the Milky Way and Andromeda galaxies are expected to collide. Seems like we have some time to worry about this and figure out what to do if indeed it happens. Again, 4 billion years. These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Mike, there are some folks out there who are woker than you who are saying this is not the time or the year to ask in a poll question who's more athletic, LeBron or Cam?
Uh-oh.
Was that my idea, that poll question? I didn't even want to have the discussion. I just didn't want to concede one.
Don't back away from this. It's totally okay to ask on the day that Cam Newton is being going to the Patriots, as you're sitting here making him the greatest tight end ever, to question whether or not Cam Newton is as athletic as LeBron James.
I'm going to move the goalposts and position the argument as you had LeBron being a better tight end than Cam Newton, and I'm going to go with the guy that plays football.
And let me reiterate, I'm the only person who had Cam Newton on the Patriots at all.
All right, okay? Potentially as a tight end.
Right. Dan asked Billy to put it on the poll, not Mike. I mean, I'm with Mike on this one.
Dominique, who? Yeah, you guys backing away from me, and now I'm all alone here with my clearly racist poll asking who's more athletic, LeBron or Cam. Way to back me up, teammates. Dominique Foxworth with us on ESPN Radio. Who would be a better tight end, Dom? Would it be LeBron or Cam Newton?
I don't think we should be debating on who's better athlete. Let's put on a poll who's more articulate. I think that's the move. You want to go with that. You want to see which one is more articulate. Clearly, that's what you were hinting at. So go ahead and do it, Dan. Don't be scared.
Why aren't you answering my question?
As far as Mina and Stu trying to take credit, like March 29th, I think I was on Get Up saying this. Maybe Stu was sooner, but Stu said tight end, so I got to beat Mina. So we're doing credit. We're doing first to it. I said Cam to the Patriots March 29th. Give me my credit.
I said quarterback, only tight end if Brady was still there. I said it in 2019.
What's the prize that we're fighting over? What do we get?
I don't understand. I don't understand what any of you are doing trying to take a victory lap on a guess that you guys made that seemed like the obvious thing for the Patriots to do. The surprise isn't that they did it. The surprise is they haven't done it at any point in the last 3 months.
Dan, we got no sports, Dan. We're looking for some sort of competition. So this is competition. We're looking for who did it first. That's what we're doing. And who's most articulate.
What did you think of the move? I don't think there's anyone who can question the move, but what do you think of the idea that Nick Foles, because he's familiar with the system, gets traded and gets 3 years, and a former MVP has to settle for the league minimum, or minimum based on his tenure?
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. It's shocking. I mean, the whole understand the system thing, I think, is nonsense. And maybe they're concerned about injury. They feel safer with Nick Foles, who has an injury history of his own. But I think we're talking about the Bears now. I think the ceiling is much higher for Cam Newton than it is for Nick Foles. We're trying to win a championship. That's the move that you go with. So I guess that's the defense that they have, is they're concerned about Cam's injury history and this unique pandemic later, so you can't really get a good look at him. But at this point, for what he was willing to take, I assume that the other 31 teams didn't hear about this. Because I assume that 31 other teams would have been willing to pay Cam Newton league minimum to be a backup and maybe compete for a starter's job.
Dominique, I said earlier, if the Jets went with Cam Newton as their starting quarterback over Sam Darnold, I'd be more excited. As a Jet fan, I'd be more excited. So when I tell you that only two teams, the Browns and the Patriots, reached out to Cam Newton, your reaction to that is what?
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. And this year has been a unique season where it feels like everybody has their quarterback situation kind of figured out to some degree, which is normally not the case. Normally half of the league is looking for a quarterback. But if Cam Newton's on the market, you take that shot to get better. It doesn't make sense. And I think you're probably right that the Jets have a lot of holes on their offense, their team in general, but specifically on their offense. And Cam Newton's the type of guy that you're not just getting a quarterback. You're getting an entire new offense. And he's has a lot of experience of making a offense that's devoid of talent into at least average to above average offense. So I can understand people wanting Sam Darnold to be the quarterback, but given his current situation there, I think Cam Newton's a better option than a lot of young, talented, maybe high-profile quarterbacks.
What does Dominique Foxworth think when Stephen Ross donates $13 million to his own nonprofit organization that helps with diverse causes, and Kenny Stills, former Dolphin, says, you know, bull bleep, nonprofit, tax write-off, I don't want to hear about your donation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the intricacies of what Stephen Ross is doing, but I feel like Kenny Stills has showed himself to be a man of utmost integrity in this situation. I don't imagine that he's trying to throw Stephen Ross under the bus in a way that he doesn't deserve. So, again, I don't know the details of it, but Yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do with your money if you have your own nonprofit. Like, not to say that Stephen Ross is doing it, but you can donate money to a nonprofit, name yourself the executive director, then pay yourself all the money that you donated as your salary to be the executive director, and then put $10 toward whatever effort you're trying. So again, not saying that Stephen Ross is doing it, but just donating to a nonprofit that you also control does not, doesn't mean that you're making any impact.
The NBA reportedly going to allow its players to put social justice messages on their uniform. Is it in replacement of the name on the back of the uniform? Regardless, what do you do with that?
It's something. I mean, I don't know what tangible change that's going to create, but it will, to some degree, give us an opportunity to keep the conversation going. I know we saw the Black Lives Matter and the EPL, and I'm not sure what that led to there, but it feels like a symbolic gesture, and I'm not here trying to poo-poo symbolic gestures. They have some value, but I think some of the players were interested in encouraging the league to do something more than symbolic and do something more substantial. So I expect that this is just the tip of the iceberg, especially given how much we all celebrate how progressive the NBA is. I assume they're going to do something more substantial than just putting names on or putting messages on jerseys.
Have there been many actions that you've seen taken in sports that you would say are substantive and meaningful and not symbolic?
Yeah, put me on the spot. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. If you have some suggestions.
No, I was just wondering, like, what moves the needle for you there, you know, whether it's a donation of money, because we were talking earlier before you came on about the idea that the kind of change being asked for right now is going to take decades of reform and policy. And so we were talking about the helplessness of all of these flailing organizations that are removing Aunt Jemima or taking John Wayne's name off an airport, or, you know, just sort of this flailing about here trying to do something immediate, because the things that you can do that are meaningful are going to take a long time to execute.
Yeah, but I think they're making pronouncements about the meaningful things that you're going to do is of value. And I do think that, again, the symbolic stuff is not to be ignored. Like, it has some value. It creates the environment that we all live in, and it, like, sets the tone for acceptable behaviors, things to do and say. So I don't mean to say that it's nothing. And money, giving money to particular organizations and causes matter. But I think what you're speaking of is, like, I'd love, while we all talk about separating our politics from our sports, I would love for some of these organizations and teams to do some of the things like some of the players have been doing and saying, we will not have events in this area if we don't address X policy. And, I mean, I have plenty that I believe should be addressed, but I think overall it's an attempt to restructure and to do something about power. And that's the root of a lot of these issues, is there's a power asymmetry in this country, and it's exploited by the group that's in power. And if you're not willing to give up any power or defer some of that power, then you're not looking to make any changes that I think are sustainable or substantial.
How much heat should be coming on Barstool for videos from its past in which its CEO is using the N-word?
Right. Yeah, I'm catching up on this. I've been on TV all morning, so I was just watching some of the videos before I called in. And, like, I'm not a big sports media follower, so, like, all I know about Barstool is, like, the stories like that. And, like, recent months, I started listening to Pardon My Take, and those guys are part of Barstool, but as I understand it, they are, like, the good guys. That's how people talk about them in Barstool. But, like, I'm surprised that it's a story because, and again, I'm not a super sports media follower, but when you say Barstool, that's what I think of. I think of sexism and racism. So that's because those are the only stories that rise to my attention if I'm not following it consistently. So I wasn't surprised by it, and I don't imagine that there'll be any repercussions because their fan base likes what they get. And I assume that the advertisers that are on there are comfortable with being aligned with this stuff. So I don't know a ton about Barstool other than those stories. And it seems consistent with what I expect from Barstool and the CEO in particular.
Thank you, Dominique. Good talking to you. Always good talking to you.
Hi, Dan.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget, Advance Auto Parts has a big announcement on July 2nd. Support the people who support us. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
American Airlines wants its middle seat back, Stugatz. American Airlines does not care about your pandemic, does not care about your social distancing. Enough, they say. They want their middle seat back, and they want it back July 1st. How are we doing?
I mean, they're ready to start cramming us back into airplanes already, wild spikes everywhere in the
south. That is correct. Yes, that is correct. Please don't do that, American Airlines. We understand that everybody wants their money. Come on, your middle seat is an injustice of the highest order under all circumstances. The fact that it exists, the fact that you guys continue in a technological age to put us in sideways in your tubes, in your flying tubes, get out of here.
I'm telling you right now, I board a flight, someone's sitting in the middle seat, I'm leaving the flight. So, and I'm asking for my money back, and I'm making a big stink of it on national radio. I'm warning American Airlines right now, okay?
At Levitard Show on Twitter, if you want to vote on the polls, what do we have today, Stugatz?
As Dan said, at Levitard Show on Twitter, I say that just to buy myself time to get back to
Well, here, I'll buy it for you. Just know that Chris Cody has a magic trick that he's excited about doing, even though it's radio. And Billy is excited about that magic trick. In fact, hold on the polls here. Let's see. Let's go down this path and see what it produces here. Billy, why are you excited about this magic trick? Just because you love magic?
I love Chris, and I want to support Chris in whatever he wants to do. And if he likes magic or he wants to talk about how today's the last today ever, that's something I'm going to support forever.
What is that you said?
Well, this goes back a ways, Dan, and we've been trying to get this off the ground for some time now. But we were talking, Chris and I want to say almost 6 months ago at this point, and we kind of just realized, hey, today's September 23rd, 2019. This is the last September 23rd, 2019 ever. And they were like, wait, tomorrow's the 24th, and that's the last one of those ever. And then we just realized that today is always the last today ever.
It's crazy to think about because most people think, oh, you know what? I'm going to get one next year. But no, it's different. It's not the same thing. Today is the last today ever. Doesn't that blow your mind, Dan?
Make it count. I mean, seriously.
See, he wants to talk about that. He wants to do magic. I'm here for it.
All right. I mean, if you were here right now, I would throw you into the ocean by your hair. Okay.
That would be your magic trick.
We've been trying to get that one off the ground for so long.
I can see why it is you wanted to talk about that for 6 months, that observation of is today the last today ever. How does this work since we're not a visual medium right now with your magic trick today, Chris?
Trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out how much time we have left. So this has got to be quick. All right. I want everybody to think of a number between 1 and 10. Everyone think of it. Everyone got your number between 1 and 10?
4.
Okay, you shouldn't have said it. Now I want everyone to multiply that number by 2. You got it? All right, you did that. Now I want you to add 6. You got that? Now I want you to divide it by 2.
Mm-hmm.
You got that? Now I want you to take your original number and subtract it from the number that you have right now. The number you currently have in your head is 3. Boom, baby!
It's not a magic trick. It's mathic. Like, it's not magic. All you did was math there.
We're on the radio, Dan. I can't do magic. I got to do it the way I can do it on the radio.
Can't believe we all picked the same number.
The magic trick is I got the math right.
That was the big upset because I totally thought we were ending this show with you going, wait a minute, my number's 5 because you did the math trick all wrong.